Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find Myristel in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only Myristel, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Two down, one step to go. The Senate and House have now passed the 2018 Farm Bill Conference Report. It only remains for President Donald Trump to sign the measure. He's expected to do so. Former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, delighted with the action yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives.
An incredibly strong victory, Ron. 369 yes votes to only 47 no votes. That's probably the best any farm bill has done in decades. The important part is it maintains the safety net of the 2014 farm bill. It maintains the same payment limitations, the same AGI limitations. It moves more money into EQIP. It enhances so many things from trade to research to rural development to energy. Bottom line is we're in store, I think, for a few more years of tough prices just simply because of change in supply and demand. And you throw in the uncertainty of the trade situation, the Chinese, our neighbors to the north and the south. We need this safety net. And by that vote today, the bill will clear and go to the president's desk for a signature in a few days. And I expect him to sign it. Certainty for five more years for rural America and production agriculture.
Bottom line, Congressman Lucas says it's an excellent piece of legislation, and he's very glad it's a done deal. Governor-elect Kevin Stitt has made his choice. He's got his Secretary of Agriculture, first female Secretary of Agriculture in the history of the state of Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur. Former Deputy Secretary and currently the Executive Director of the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation has accepted the offer from the Governor-elect.
I'm very, very excited about the vision that our Governor-elect has for the state of Oklahoma. Something I'm very passionate about is our ag producers here in the state of Oklahoma. So when I was asked to interview for the position, very humbled to just have the chance to interview and the opportunity to visit with him and with his staff. And then when offered the position, very excited because I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to do some really good things to not only help our ag producers, but improve rural communities and just the state overall.
Our full exclusive conversation with the new Secretary of Agriculture nominee for Oklahoma, Blaine Arthur, for that matter, our conversation with Frank Lucas as well, up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Company Female Classic Sale, their largest sale ever, 819 head over 2 days in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Friday, December 14th, started at 1:30, and Saturday, December 15th at 11 a.m. Open heifer prospects, embryo and semen packages, bred heifers and bred cows. Catalog and videos all online at GriswoldCattle.com. The Griswold Cattle Classic, Stillwater, Oklahoma, December 14th and 15th. Check it out at GriswoldCattle.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.